Or should I be more specific and say, a good 4 o'clock in the morning?
What are you doing up so early?
I'm not up early. I'm up late, one party after another. I haven't been to bed yet.
And neither have you, apparently.
Typical, typical, typical.
Of what?
Of the neglected housewife? Drinking coffee? Eaten alive by suspicion? Husband out to the wee small hours of the morning doing whatever it is he's doing.
Darren's working in the study.
You're joking.
No. He's been working till the wee small hours every night this week.
Oh, well, lust is lust, I suppose. Whether it's for women or money, it's all the same.
Has nothing to do with lust. He's creating a new campaign for Caldwell Soup.
Ambition. Thoroughly immoral and foolishly mortal.
Darren's a very dedicated man.
So is Caesar, and all I got him is a torn toga.
He was such a nice man, too. Well, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to take Darren some coffee.
Very well. And you can tell what's his name, that any man with a wife like you, who spends every night with a can of soup, must be even less than human.
Night. You'll get sick.
I will not get sick. I am sick.
Well, nothing's worth your killing yourself. I won't have this.
Oh, don't worry, sweetheart. I'll be fine. What time is it?
About 8:30.
8:30? I'll miss the train. Excuse me, honey. I have to take my shower.
Darren? What's this sudden urgency about Caldwell soup, anyway? I'm sorry, sweetheart. I can't hear a word you're saying. What was good enough for Dad is good enough for me. Always a winner. Caldwell soup. Game called on account of soup. Oh, that's very clever.
You understand what I mean, honey?
Hmm?
Competition. At one time, Caldwell soup was the only packaged soup on the market. Now there are 40 other brands. Will you please get my suit, the one that just came back from the cleaners,
oh,
and
sure.
A clean shirt, please, honey.
Mm-hmm. I think those layouts are cute.
Cute? Uninspired pedestrian trash, that's what they are. But they're clothes.
God, just misses it. Misses.
Here you are.
Oh, thanks.
I don't know what you're so worried about. I mean, after all, you are the best advertising man in the world.
Thank you, honey. Up till today, I wouldn't argue the point. But in the advertising business, you're just as good as your last battle. Caldwell's sales are falling off. They're ready to go to another agency.
Well, I don't think that's fair. You've been selling their soup for so long.
That's just the trouble. Old man Caldwell keeps yammering about being so close to the forest you can't see the trees.
Oh, well, you'll get it. I know you will.
It had better be before noon, because I'm having lunch with Caldwell. I don't know. Maybe I'm losing my touch.
Darren?
Hmm?
Suppose you use some familiar expressions with double meanings. For instance, instead of a farmer, make this fellow a fisherman. Put in a background like the sea, and instead of chicken okra, make it bouillabaisse, and the billboard could read,
a pretty kettle of fish.
A pretty kettle of fish. A pretty kettle of fish.
Now, for instance, in the poker game, maybe you could take out the lady, put the soup in the middle of the table, and this one could read...
The pot's right. Caldwell soup.
Like it?
It's perfect.
Now, this one, instead of baseball hats and gloves, they could wear astronaut helmets and carry jet planes. And the billboard could read, "The race for space at the table when you serve Caldwell soup." How about that?
Incredible.
You really like it?
There, they answered all the problems. These will cinch the account.
Here, sweetheart. Come right in here.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, honey. These will knock old man Caldwell right on his...
Of course. Why didn't I see it before? It was you. You did it.
Did what?
Lay out a perfect solution to the whole campaign and hand it to me on a silver platter.
I was only trying to help.
Sam, I don't want that kind of help. I told you magic was out.
But there was no magic in what I did.
Well, what would you call it?
I'd call it imagination. I do have some, you know.
Oh, come on now, Sam. I don't have that kind of an imagination, and I'm a professional.
Well, Darren, all I tried to do was...
I know what you tried to do, and from now on, keep your miracles to yourself.
Well, I don't know. It just doesn't...
What we're trying to do, Mr. Caldwell, is update your campaign. Make it appeal more to the modern eye.
Well, I'm not so sure I care to appeal to the modern eye. I like to think there's a good bit of old-fashioned romance left in the world.
So would I, Mr. Caldwell, but the people in your sales department seem to feel that in order to sell soup, that we have to keep up with the trend of the time.
Oh, they're right, of course, yes, but I'm from the old school. You know what I mean? What was good enough for Dad was good enough for me. You get what I mean?
Yes, sir, I do. That's why I thought that this particular layout of the old-fashioned kitchen, farm kitchen, would appeal to you. Now, note that caption.
The caption. What was good enough for Dad is good enough for me. No, it's no good. Now, let me tell you why we've got to look in another area.
He's not buying, buddy. He's not buying. Samantha's ideas could cinch the whole deal for you. Tell him, go ahead, tell him.
It just misses making the point. You get what I mean, Stevens? Stevens. Stevens, you.
Yes, I do see. Perhaps this will more closely illustrate what you're trying to get.
Always a winner. Well, it does have something, but then again, it doesn't have anything else. You get what I mean? You see, when a group of men get together playing poker, they're not thinking of buying soup.
Don't fight it. Tell them Samantha's slogan for the layout. It's a natural. What's the difference who thought of it first?
Are you with me, Stevens? Stevens, I say, are you with me?
Oh, yes. Yes, sir.
Oh, well, that'll help.
Now, how about this one? Specially designed for kid appeal.
Kid appeal? Now, kids aren't interested in buying soup.
We have to make them soup conscious.
You'll never do it. As far as kids are concerned, what isn't bubblegum is medicine.
You're losing him. In about 10 seconds, he's going to walk. And what have you proved? That you've got pride and integrity. And you're stupid.
Too close to the trees, my boy.
Trees?
Yeah, what I mean is that you have had our account for a long time, Stevens, and don't worry about it. We all strike out once in a while.
Well, I wouldn't exactly say that, Mr. Caldwell.
Oh, now, you don't have to apologize at all. No one is perfect. Oh, look at that. 2 o'clock. I had no idea it was so late. I've got to get going.
Mr. Caldwell.
Yes, what is it?
Nothing. It's no good.
Well, let me be the judge of that. What were you going to say?
If I do it once, I'll do it again.
And before you know, I won't be able to do anything for myself.
Well, that's an interesting philosophy. But I don't see how it applies to Sue.
You take care of the check, will you?
What's this supposed to mean?
Well, you enjoy working like a horse. I thought you might enjoy looking like one.
Oh, very funny. Now, why don't you go away? I've had about all the sarcasm I can take for one day.
Oh, really? Trouble in paradise, eh?
Nothing you can't work out. Besides, it was all my fault.
That's a wonderful attitude, Samantha. We haven't had a martyr in the family since the Salem trials.
What did you do to what's his name besides bruise his ego a bit?
Isn't that enough?
Nonsense.
It isn't nonsense. He thought my ideas were witchcraft.
Well, were they?
Of course not, but he doesn't believe me.
He never will.
I told you it'd be impossible for you to be a help to him.
He doesn't need my help. He did very well before I came along.
And he'll do very well without you. I agree.
Now, don't you put words in my mouth. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to stay right here, and I'm going to clean this house with my own two hands. And then I'm going to start to fix dinner, and then I'm going to take a bath and put on the sexiest dress I own. And when my husband comes home, I'm going to have a drink with him and spend the rest of the evening trying to convince him that he was right and I was wrong, and from now on, I'm going to mind my own business.
To err is human, to forgive divine.
Exactly.
When you're up to here in err, and you've changed into one huge lump of divine. Don't say I didn't warn you.
Hi, darling.
Hello, honey.
Oh, you must be dead. Did you have a hard day?
Oh, no. I often lose the agency's biggest accounts. Two or three a week sometimes.
Darren, you didn't have an idea.
No, and I didn't use yours either.
Well, I thought you might in an emergency.
Well, you have almost as much faith in my lack of integrity as you have in my lack of talent.
Darren, please.
Well, you weren't entirely wrong. I thought about spreading out your miracle there before him just to save my own face, but I bit my tongue.
See that?
I let him walk out on me, in spite of all your influence.
What do you mean by that?
I could feel you there in the restaurant, prodding and digging at my conscience.
Well, I haven't been anywhere near your conscience all day. I've been right here at home. I've vacuumed and scrubbed and cleaned, and I made dinner.
Well, big deal.
What does that mean?
Well, I've seen the way you can wham, wash, and pow, clean, and ring-a-ding up a dinner.
Well, I didn't wham, pow, or ring-a-ding up anything. These are bona fide dishpan hands.
You could have whipped that up, too, for appearance.
Are you calling me a liar?
If the shoe fits. Sam. Samantha. Samantha, listen to me. Samantha, unlock this door.
It's not locked.
Oh. Now listen to me, Samantha. Cut this out, Sam. I want to see you immediately. Sam, you're my wife. I demand that you appear before me. Now, didn't you hear what I said? Sam, this isn't going to prove anything. You're merely being super sensitive and obstinate. Now, listen to me. Don't do anything you may regret later on. Now, Sam, cut this out. This is ridiculous. Sam, I've had enough of this. Sam, now cut this out. Samantha, put that back. Where do you think you're going? You're not leaving this house. She couldn't. Samantha, come back here. Samantha! Samantha! Samantha, come back here. Do you hear me? All right, have it your way.
My poor baby.
He called me a liar.
I know. I heard the whole thing. I don't want to say I told you so, Samantha,
then
but...
don't.
There, dear. You just hold on to Mother and we'll go far, far away. Now, before we do, I think I'll change him into a horned toad.
Mother, please don't.
Maybe you're right. I'll make it easy for him. I think I'll leave him just as he is.
Darren? I've got 6 memos on my desk from the legal department reminding me about Caldwell's renewal. How'd your lunch go yesterday, did you? Are you awake?
It has been all night.
You look terrible. What's happened?
Nothing much. I just lost the Caldwell account and my wife all in 1 week.
What? That's horrible.
I know. I can't believe it.
Your wife, too, huh? Oh, well, it's par for the course for newlyweds. It'll work out. But what about Caldwell?
Well, what do you want me to do? The man can't recognize a good advertising campaign when he sees one.
All right, Darren, but I better get someone else busy on the account. And don't feel too badly about it. Happens to all of us.
I don't care about Caldwell.
I was talking about your wife. But don't feel too badly about Caldwell either. You've got a great batting average. You got to whiff one once in a while.
I didn't whiff anything. I was right on top of it. I just came up too late with the answers, that's all.
What do you mean too late? It's never too late. If you've got the answer to this campaign, tell me. We can still hold the account.
I could lock up Caldwell in 2 minutes if I wanted to.
If you wanted to? Don't you want the sun to rise tomorrow morning? Don't you want to live to a ripe old age? Don't you want me to live till tomorrow? Don't you want the most important person in the whole world to come back to you?
Of course I want her to come back.
I mean Caldwell!
All right. Take a look at those layout boards on the desk. There's your campaign. Go ahead. Live.
Waste for space at the table. The pot's right. A pretty kettle of fish. Darren, this stuff is great. You're a genius. You hear me? You're a 100% unadulterated genius. I'll have Caldwell back here in 10 minutes. He'll get down on the floor and kiss your feet. And Darren, get yourself cleaned up.
I'll try.
A race for space at the table when you serve Caldwell's leek and potato. The pot's right, Caldwell soup. A pretty kettle of fish. Mr. Caldwell, this campaign is not only clever and humorous, but it has taste. That soupçon of something extra that Caldwell soups always looks for. Darren Stevens, I take my hat off to you.
I don't like it.
You don't like it, huh? It's gimmicky. Gimmicky. Gimmicky.
Did you say you didn't like it?
That's right. It has no good old-fashioned romance in it.
You mean you really don't like it?
No warmth, no love, no sex.
Sex?
Well, I don't suppose there are many of us left who look upon soup as having sex appeal, but I do. I always will.
And you're not going to buy it?
I'm sorry, Stevens.
That's marvelous!
What's the matter with you?
You wouldn't understand, Larry. My... Mr. Caldwell, are you absolutely sure you won't change your mind?
Oh, absolutely.
Mr. Caldwell, I'm eternally grateful to you.
Wait a minute. Have you become completely uncorked? Where are you going?
I'm taking the rest of the day off. You don't mind, do you, Larry? There's something I've got to do, and I've got to do it before it's too late. And thanks again, Mr. Caldwell.
Perfectly all right. There's no to be all right.
Caldwell, before you leave, I can assure you that McMahon and Tate will come up with a campaign that will be everything you expect it to be. I know that we can deliver, and I know that you'll buy.
I hope not. It'd be a shame to make that poor boy unhappy again.
Sam? Sam? Sweetheart? Sam, I don't know where you are, or if you can even hear me. But I want you to know I apologize for being willful, self-centered, and stupid. I was wrong, from start to finish, all the way down the line. Since you left, I haven't been able to think about anything but you. Nothing means anything to me. I love you, Sam. I miss you. I wish you'd come home.
Hi.
Sam. I'm glad to see you. Where have you been?
Not far.
I'm sorry, Sam. I should have known you wouldn't lie to me.
What made you change your mind?
Caldwell wouldn't buy the campaign.
What do you mean Caldwell wouldn't buy the campaign?
I mean he wouldn't buy the campaign, so it must have been your imagination. Your ideas were no good.
Well, Darren, I don't think that's very nice.
Well, I don't mean it. Your ideas are no good, or that you don't have any imagination, but Caldwell, he didn't think there were any...
I know what you mean, I understand. And it doesn't matter. The only thing that's important is that I love you.
And I love you.
Oh, it seems ridiculous that a can of soup could ever come between us.
Nothing ever will again. What did you just say?
I said the only thing that was important is that I loved you.
No, after that you said something.
I don't know when.
Why didn't I think of that?
What are you talking about?
You just said... You sure you don't know what you said?
About what?
Never mind. Sam, I've got it. And it's perfect. It's more than perfect. It is inspired. And you inspired it.
I did?
Yes, you did. You inspired it, and I found it, and that's the way it ought to be.
Where are you going?
To see Caldwell, but I'll be back before you know it. I love you, Sam.
Don't give up, babe. What do you think he'd say if he knew you had given him a hint?
He does know. I inspired it, and he found it. You heard him say so.
You're splitting hairs, Samantha.
No, not at all. That's the way it should be. You heard him say that, too. Anyway, all you can ask of anyone is to take a little and make it go a long, long way.
Beautiful, isn't it?
Breathtaking.
You know, I come down here every once in a while just to sit and stare. It is kind of old-fashioned and romantic, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's wonderful. And I'm very proud of you.
Thank you, sweetheart.
The only thing that will ever come between us.